This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hi, it's Vanessa from The Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM. Are you a Waikato local? Do you have an idea for a radio show? Do you want to try your hand at being a content creator on Free FM? If so, check out our website on freefm.org.nz or find Free FM on Facebook and get in touch.
He mea hanga tēnei hōtaka e ngā pūtea tautoko o ngā reo irirangi te motu.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko maunga pōhatu te maunga, ko teirana te awa, ko matātua te waka, ko tūhoi te iwi. Nō waimana ahai, engari kei kirikiriro i noho ana. Ko Nicola Tikiri tōku ingoa. Kia ora, my name is Nicola Tikiri, and I hail from a beautiful place called Waimana, but born and raised here in Kirikiriro or Hamilton. And I am the founding director of the company NTK Made Limited, or people might be more familiar with my brand, Nicola, Contemporary Māori Designs from Aotearoa, where we make and create kākahu with clothing and accessories. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is to create a space and to share the highs and lows that I've learnt over my business journey and to help you with your business idea, to help plant that seed and to make it grow and flourish. So join me as I share my knowledge and experiences and talk about the background and how I started my business, inspiration, where I find or draw inspiration from, what are the different products I make and how, where do I sell my products and what platforms do I use. Welcome to episode 2 of Ko Tēnei Te Wā. In this episode, we're covering purpose and inspiration. The purpose or the why of my business, like any business, is very important, as purpose is the reason that will pull you through the hard times. And believe me, the hard times do come in business. It is the reason, or the why is the reason you keep on going. It is your driving force. So when it comes to business, knowing your why is really important. So the question you should ask yourself is this: why am I in business, or why do I want to go into business? For me, why, or my why, is this: I want my children and my mokopuna to always be connected to their culture and their whakapapa. My why is about connection, which is a kōrero I spoke about in episode 1. There are also a couple of extra layers to my why, but let me revisit the main one first, which is about connection. Every piece I create has a connection to Te Ao Māori and to Aotearoa. I do this by telling and designing tohu, patterns and designs that tell a narrative of different pūrākau, or the stories of old that we have, or about being a wahine, or about my personal journey of growth. This connection is very important to me, to reach my customers, but most importantly, it's for my children and my mokopuna. Everything I do links back to my whānau. I want them to feel a connection to Te Ao Māori, to Aotearoa, and to me when they see pieces that I've created being worn by others out there in the world. For me, that is my why, my children and my mokopuna having a strong sense of connection, which I also want for my customers. I absolutely love it when customers connect to something I've created. Sometimes it's purely on a surface level. They see the pattern, the product, the design, and they resonate with it on some level. And sometimes it's a much, much deeper level that they resonate with, which is a really beautiful and powerful thing to see and to hear about. It just makes me want to create more, and I really, really love it. I really love feeling that sense of connection that they have felt. Now, like I said, connection is the main reason, my main purpose, and why I am business and why I create what I create. The other layers to my why are this: I love to create because I love creating things, beautiful designs and products, Creating is truly my happy place. If I'm stressed out or if my brain is drained from all the mahi that I have to do as part of the business, or just the mahi that everyday life brings into my lap, you'll often find me in my workshop either making earrings or painting or doing whatu or by just being a tutu and trying and experimenting with different things. I do all sorts because it's truly my happy place in that space of creativity. So that's my second layer to my why, is because I love to create. The last layer to my why or my purpose is that I always wanted to be my own boss. Again, this whakaaro idea links back to my children, because when I was a single mum, I was so determined to be more, to do more, and to work for myself. I wanted my children to see that when you set your mind to something, you can achieve it. I wanted them to see that their mum wasn't only their mum putting a roof over their head and kai in their bellies. I wanted them to see a mum who is setting goals, who's going out, and who's achieving them. And sometimes not only just achieving them, smashing them out. So yeah, that was my other layer, or my last layer to my why. Again, those whys are connection, my love to create, and the wanting or need that I felt to be my own boss. All of these combined are the reasons why and my purpose for being in business. So the question you should ask yourself is this: why am I in business? Or why do I want to go into business? What is it you're passionate about? What is the problem you want to solve? What is the driving force behind the reasons why you want to be in business? Because once you've found out what that is for you, this then becomes your purpose and your why. And this is the thing that is going to see you through this business journey. Because like I said before, there are some amazing highs, but there are often a lot of lows. And this drive, this purpose, this why will be the thing that sees you through all those times.
Aku mihi nui ki te reo irirangi te motu.
Ko moi hau, ko te arohanga maunga, ko tikapa te moana. Ko hauraki, te whenua, ko wai hau, ko hine muri ngā awa.
kia, eke anu kia, eke anga roa kia, eke anu kia, eke anga roa. Te kāinga o ku tūpuna, te kāinga o ku mātua, te ate o te ngā kau, te ate o te ngā kau. Ko moi hau, ko te arohanga maunga, ko tika pa te moana.
He mea hanga tēnei hōtaka e ngā pūtea tautoko o ngā reo irirangi te motu.
Where I draw inspiration from, and potentially where you can draw inspiration from. Now, when I talk about inspiration, I'm talking about themes and the narratives and the stories behind the designs that I create. I remember in the early days of my mahi toi, when I was learning, there was so much symbolism and depth to the disciplines that we have within our culture. For example, from the kōwhaiwhai to whakaero to tāmoko and to our kākahu, they all had purpose and they have or had a story to tell in a whakapapa, which totally blew my mind. I mean, we are able to tell stories through these patterns, these shapes, these lines, these colours. It was all encompassing, which really amazed me. So from that, I actually drew and draw inspiration from the stories that we have, and especially our pūrākau, which are like our myths and legends. I love to learn about these narratives, to picture in my mind what things looked like, what they were wearing, what they must have been feeling, the magical abilities they had, the smells, the taste of things, the love, the fear, the hurt, the adventure. There is just so much to these stories that I actually really get excited just thinking about them. And it's from these stories and these visions that I have in my head that I start to see images. And from there, I start my creative process. And what I do is I like to create a symbol or a tohu to represent the kōrero of the story I'm telling, which I know sounds a bit confusing, but let me give you an example. In 2019, I created a collection of clothing and jewellery based on the Atua, or the goddess Mahuika. And for those of you that don't know the story, she's the goddess of fire. And she, or the main story about her, is how she gifted fire to Maui and how eventually we were able to create fire ourselves. That is a very, very, very short version of the story. But you get the main gist. Mahuika, beautiful, amazing goddess of fire who gifted that gift of fire to Maui, who then showed us, you know, humans, to be able to create fire ourselves. So, what I found is that Mahuika was very intriguing and mysterious. I wanted to know more about her before she met Maui, when she was younger, when she was in her teenage years, when she was an adult or a young adult. So, I created a narrative of her in her younger days. Totally fictional, of course, because it's a story that I created. And what I created was a story about Mahuika when she was younger. In my mind and in my imagination, I was like, yeah, I bet when she was younger, she wanted to go on OE. So I did. I created Mahuika, goddess of fire, going on her OE, or overseas trip, adventure, whatever you like to call it, to China. And it was there in China that she met a young emperor and she fell in love. So then she became Empress Mahuika. And that's what I based my collection on. The narrative of Mahuika being in China, falling in love with this emperor, and then becoming an empress. Now let me stress that this is totally my version of her younger days. So totally fictional, I just really want to put that point across. Okay, so her time in China was the narrative that I used to create the collection. And the process I go through when I'm creating, or especially creating a collection in this narrative, is that I create a main tohu or a design that will represent the overall theme. And for this collection, I made a tohu to symbolize the flame, as Mahuika is a goddess of fire. And I also wanted this symbol to reflect that she was a wahine or a female. So my end result was this creation or this tohu that was based on the shape of a tara, which is the female vagina. So it's based on that shape, and there was a part of it that flicked out to represent the flame. So I kind of morph the tara and this idea of the of ahi, of the fire, together to represent the symbol for Mahuika, or that tohu. What I then do is I use that tohu, that single element, and I create a bigger pattern. And I do this by flipping and reflecting and chopping and changing and copying and pasting the flame over and over again. So I get a repeated pattern. And then this pattern is something that I used in that collection in 2019, which I actually showed at New Zealand Fashion Week. I used that tohu and that pattern. I printed it onto fabric pieces for the collection. I used that tohu to create shapes of the garments and the jewelry pieces. I even engraved that pattern and that tohu onto them as well. I made the single tohu the main feature, along with the colours of red for the fire, but it also reflected the aspect of Mahuika being an empress in China. So red and gold were the main colours of that collection, along with black. That was, again, a reflection of the fire, but more so the charcoal when the fire's out. So, in a nutshell, that is pretty much how I get inspiration, how I draw on it, and how I use it to create, or how I use the inspiration incorporated into my products. I find my inspiration, I find the story or the narrative I want to tell, I create a tohu to represent that story, and then I incorporate that into patterns, into shapes, into sizes, into styles, right throughout the whole collection. And that's how I use the inspiration that I get to create what I create. Now for you, where you can draw inspiration from, to be honest, that's truly something I can't answer, as it's a choice or a decision that you need to make yourself. But I can suggest some ways I get inspired when I'm feeling very uninspired. So for me, to be in that right mindset to be able to create is something that I'm actually really lucky, because I'm 80% in that mindset all the time. It gets a bit much sometimes, but yeah, that's where I am, and that's where I sit, about 80% in that creative space. However, when I'm not in that headspace and I find it very hard to get inspiration, I go through a few different avenues, which may be a way to also help you if you're feeling uninspired. My first one is music. Listening to music puts me in a very different space. So find something that uplifts and then inspires you, or that maybe you can even dance with, or that you can just relax and let things flow. I find music is a very good way of getting inspiration when you're feeling uninspired. The next thing for me when I'm feeling uninspired is also water. Water is really good for me on so many levels, as I know it would be on a lot of other people. But I find that being either near water, whether it's the ocean, whether it's the awa, wherever it is for you, water or even nature are really good ways to, I suppose, be one with your surroundings, to let things go and to let things flow, like water through you. I find water is a really good way to help. That helps me become more inspired and helps get my head into that right frame of mind. So water is something that I suggest. It may be actually going into nature or on a walk or a bush walk for you. Whatever it is, go and find that avenue. The third thing I find that really helps me when I'm feeling uninspired is to actually surround myself with like-minded people, to change my mindset, to either bounce ideas off, or to get good inspiration from, or to even have a chat and to offload. I find allowing myself to do that again helps the inspiration flow back into me. So that's another avenue that I use. There's two more that I go to. The second to last one is I actually use a lot of Pinterest. I use Pinterest. Oh gosh, I go on there to get so many ideas, so many inspirations. I just think it's creating a mood board, but an electronic mood board. And what mood boards are, for those of you out there that don't know, mood boards are, for example, let's say Mahuika. When you've got a collection and you think, okay, I've got this tohu, but I want to use these colours, you can go on to Pinterest and start like typing red outfits or red patterns, and you can start seeing all these different elements that you can combine and make into a mood board to select red, or if you're going for a theme, I want long hair, flowy long hair pictures, you know, you can type that in, search it up, and you'll come up with all this imagery. It's amazing. It's really, really amazing. So I use Pinterest as another avenue for inspiration, which I think may or may not help some of you out there to help get you in that mind, in that state of mind and in that correct mind frame. The last avenue that I use is I have a routine in the mornings where I stretch, yoga, but that's where I do somewhat meditation. It's more so breathing than I'd say meditation. But perhaps try that avenue. Go there, release your mind, get all the stress away, start your day off fresh, and just, yeah, clear your mind as much as you can. Breathing, oh my gosh, breathing is so important. So if you get out there and you breathe, and you're lying down, I find that it really helps clear everything and helps allow inspiration in. So yeah, those are my tips around inspiration and the ways that I draw, or the different avenues that I draw inspiration from to actually create, and then the different ways that I find to help me become inspired when I'm feeling uninspired. Kia ora. Hey, it's Nicola here. If you ever want to get in touch with me or hit me up on my website, www.nicola.co.nz. Ka nui te mihi atu ki a koe.
Aku mihi nui ki te reo irirangi te motu.
Ecco re in
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.